Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, what's up, big homie? Hey, welcome to another edition of Karma Cafe. It's the only cafe where there are no menus, but your ass will be served what you deserve. Tonight, we got a nice show for you guys. You know, this is an interactive podcast right here on Blog Talk Radio. I don't know what else to say. Hopefully, you've been here before. If not, welcome to the show. This is a show like no other. My name is DJ Imanta. You can find me on all social media. You can find this lady on social media as well. I think she wants you to Google her, though. This is Miss Unbelievable. How you doing tonight, Mama?
Hello. Hi. Hi, doctor. It's in the his house. Yes, she's here. She's here. Ready to hood solve those problems on the hood chair. What's going down?
Right. So, hey, remember, we're trying to keep y'all from getting 30 days. You got a hood problem, come in, we going to solve it. We going to make it work. So, I got another lady to introduce. She's from ATL. Check it out, y'all. This is Miss Jazzy B. Hello, Mama. What's good?
What's cracking? Hey, girl. Hey, Miss Unbelievable. How you doing?
Lord.
I'm good, girl. How you doing? Always unbelievable. I'm ready to do this hood problem solving. Yes.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Yes.
Anyway, now that we got that little girl moment out the way. What up, dog?
What's up,
Eva?
Hey.
There we go. Yank on my
leash. What a do. And that what they were saying, what a do.
You're so wild. So, I got my team with me. We got some things for you guys coming up. Hey, we got a monstrous weather report. We tell you about the weather in the monstrous hot spots around the globe, places that we've done live show from, things like that. Let's see. We got our who's bumping who's getting fat. Later on, we got some spoken word for y'all. We got a lot of great things. So, when it comes to this who's fucking who and who's getting fat, the edited version, who's bumping who and who's getting fat? I mean, who we got on our chop block tonight there, Miss Unbelievable?
All right, we got some Damon Dash. We got some Bobby Christina's boyfriend. We got a rapper, former commissioner, Travis Scott, Lil Mo. So we got a few deaths, and we got a spit that I got to talk about. Somebody spit it on somebody.
Okay, so that's some stuff we got coming up for y'all. If you guys know things about any of these topics that we're about to hit on, or you're inspired to jump in and dip into our conversation, the number is 563-999-3411. You can press 1 and go live, or you can just listen in private. Either way it goes, you definitely are appreciated. So I also, one of the big topics we're talking about tonight is, you know, it's New Year's. Everybody doing their whatever the
Come
hell
on
that
now.
Is. You know what I'm talking about. Resolution.
Revolution. I got you.
I'll say it.
Resolution.
Everybody doing that, you know what I mean? So I've been noticing that, you know, people been putting on there, oh, I'm deleting 300 fake friends, or I'm deleting 500 fake family and all this other stuff. And I've been noticing this has been going on for years and years, and we're going to talk about, is it really them? Or it could be you. So we gonna know. So for right now, on the tip that it could be you, y'all need some Holy Ghost. This is Fantasia, Woosai Music. Remember, you're here to let it go.
Yeah. We love y'all. Karma Cafe. Let's get it. Let's go.
Let me tell you about the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you about the Holy Ghost. That's what you feel when I hit every note. See, I had it, I was very small. There's no way I couldn't go the door. I'm on a climb and got a heavy load. No, it ain't easy walking down this road. I got a story, that's what I've been told. Mama said, pretty girl, you good as gold. See, let me tell you about the Holy Ghost.
That's a new Fantasia, that's Holy Ghost. Monsters Radio, Karma Cafe, the only cafe where there are no menus, but you will be served what your ass is deserved. Tonight, we're going to come back. I'm going to do this Monsters Radio weather report and let y'all know what it's like and what's going down in the little hot spots where y'all at, or at least the Monsters spots. Let me see what we got over here. Where my little sheet? Look, I like to wear professional. Look, I'm over here butt naked with just a tie on just to do this one little piece. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Don't laugh. Here we go. All right. In ATL, we got 52. In LA, it's a beautiful 60 degrees. London, it's 44. That makes it a chilly night. Paris, it's 35. And bring it back home to the TC, it's 24 degrees. Yeah, dig? I'm just saying, it felt good outside today in the Twin Cities. Now, some of y'all was like, 24 degrees. Brr, that's cold. But as cold as it's been here, it felt like a heat wave, damn, though. I'm just saying, it is what it is. So, all right, hopefully we hit your monster spot. If not, call us up. Let us know. Where are you at? What's good, Dad?
Your weather report for Atlanta is wrong. It's like 43 and rainy here.
43 and rainy? Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Am I? Do it. Okay. Somebody getting fired. God damn it.
Man, one job.
Right. One more statement, man. God, I mean, damn. Damn. Boy, ooh, it is what it is.
Did it just trip you all up?
Did it just shrivel you all up?
Well, there you go. There you go. No comment. No
comment.
Okay.
No comment. Oh, okay.
All day.
Oh, shit. I just absorbed all that shit back in. All right. So what we got? Okay, so next we got the who's bumping, who's getting fat. Who we got on the line again?
All right, so I, you know, much give, you know, rest in peace, or rest in heaven, or rest where you are. Boyfriend Nick Gordon dies at 30 from a drug overdose. That's Bobby Christina's boyfriend, ex-boyfriend. Nick Gordon passed away yesterday, confirmed by his brother. He had a drug overdose. They said if their heart is heavy, he died at the age of 30. Despite all his challenges over the years, they thought that he was staying sober and living a happy life, but that wasn't the truth. They said he did the overdose caused by heartache from all the things that he suffered after Whitney dying and after Bobby Christina dying. They rushed him to the hospital where he eventually died. They want to know, you know, they wrote, why did he had to lose his brother on New Year's. All they did was cry. They were saying that he had his best friend. They hope that his brother was saying, you know, that was his best friend. He hopes that he's in a better place now. After all that has been going on, he just could not take it anymore.
Wow.
Any
comments? That's a sad story right there. You know, just knowing, because I know some people are like, it's been a long time, because it's the first time I was kind of thinking, like, it's been a long time. I mean, how could this be? Because anybody who knows me, the first thing I'm thinking is conspiracy theory. It is. That's the first thing I'm thinking. Let's just keep it 100. I'm one of them crazy dudes, your crazy friend that's always calling conspiracy theory. But, I mean, but seeing that, you know, we have been talking about mental health and all these type of things, people take death differently. Everybody grieves
right.
differently. Some people grieve a day. Some people don't grieve at all. Some people grieve for years. They say, like, especially like when you use like a really close loved one, like a parent or a wife or something like this, it could take 15, 20 years for you to get over these people. You dig? And I have to be honest, like,
mm-hmm.
when I lost my mom, I'm still dealing with that, losing my mom. Like, let Tupac, Dear Mama, come on. Oh, I'm shambles. Don't, oh, I'm a baby. I'm a mess. You dig? I'm just saying. So, you know, yeah, my heart goes out to him and his family and you know, everybody surrounding them. Because, yeah, that's a hell of a thing. I can't imagine
right.
What he was going through, but I know I've been there before.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So another heartbreaker. These are kind of heartbreakers today. Rapper Lexi Elijah. Dead at just 21, leaving Rising Star fans heartbroken. She is actually from St. Paul, Minnesota. They're not sure exactly how she died. They're lost for words of this beautiful soul, upcoming talent, gone so soon. She was on the track with Kehlani Parrish of Jealous. There was tragedy saying that, you know, that she did pass. Their heart is broken. Word just sat in. They said, please be safe. They can't understand, you know, what exactly happened. So I will keep you guys posted on how she passed on the coming, probably tomorrow, upcoming week, day, upcoming.
Right. I'm thinking it probably would have said it. Because I was thinking, like, that was that the girl that was on the radio network with in the morning? Do you ever watch or listen to their FM? So they're not competing with us. I think Go 93.5, something like that. You ever listen to that in the morning, Miss Unbelievable?
No.
No. Yeah, no. Well, it's a great morning show. I used to start on my way to work, you know, because I can't get the computer in my car to listen to our archives. That's a great time to listen to archives when you're listening to the car. People on that TV are like, what the hell are they laughing at? But, yeah, I mean, it's a great morning show. The Twin Cities have been striving to get a great morning show, at least a great mainstream morning show for the longest. Camel J, the community radio, they controlled that title for the longest. But somehow, you know, people that go to Camel J, they're kind of like intern type thing. So, you know, people move on. But if I'm not mistaken, that might be the girl that was on in the morning, because I know she was an artist. She was talking about touring. I know she did some, I think she did some stuff with Lizzo. I know she was doing some tours with, let's see, who was it? It wasn't Wiz Khalifa, but it was some other big people. So if you, when you're getting your information, see if she worked at that radio station, because, man, that would be like crucial. That would be crushing if it was her, because she was another great person from the city that was not only trying to put on, but she was trying to put on for the city. You dig? So, yeah. So I can't wait to hear more of that story right there.
Coming soon. All right, Jazz, you got anything to add, or you want me to keep going?
You got sad news. I got exciting news. Let me.
I know it's coming. It's coming. I'm sorry, it's coming. I'm just, you know, this is all the things that's in the news right now. So I want this to keep us relevant. You know what I'm saying? David Stern is dead at 77. He suffered a brain hemorrhage. And y'all know he was the best at the NBA. He became a legend. He was the fourth NBA commissioner, and he was doing his thing. He broke boundaries. He broke different things for the African-American community. So big ups to the former commissioner. And
right. Go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead. Oh, and
no, I was just saying he
will definitely be missed. Yeah.
I know the league gonna miss him. Right. I know the league is gonna miss him. He took a league that was basically like failing and made it into a $1 billion business. So I know some people are like, well, who is he? He didn't even play. Why they making a deal? He just didn't play. He was just a commissioner. He signed paper. No. He turned that whole league, that whole thing around, and made it profitable. And that's why it is what it is today, because of him right there. I'm just saying. And a lot of people, like y'all talking about all this stuff about how this is racist and that's racist. Well, hey, salute that man right there, because he ran a ran a business without, you know, letting all that BS stuff like that get in between. Now, they did say they had problems with some owners and stuff, but they never said nothing about the commissioner. You dig? Just saying, because while people are always pointing out this person was that person, let's point out some people that was, that helped let us just do our thing. I'm just saying. I could be wrong. Next thing you know, there's going to be something out on Netflix talking about the commissioner ain't shit.
I know, right?
I don't know about that part. Enlighten me. So yeah, big woosah for him and his family. So, all right, hold on. Before you go, Jazzy, with some of your stuff, I'm going to take a breather break right quick. You know what I mean? Help people woosah a little more. Like you said, we're going to change the mood, the vibrations a little bit, and then we're going to come back and we're going to see what else we got. But see, seeing that it is Karma Cafe, it's not really about dancing. No, it's about the lyrics, the content, and how it makes you feel. Like when you hear cuss words, we want you to say that out loud. It'll make you feel good. I'm just saying. But this ain't got them cuss words in it. This is the Black Eyed Peas. It's called Ring the Alarm. I think it's relevant because of, you'll hear it. Listen to the things they're saying and see if they still apply today. Right here, Karma Cafe.
Woo-shah! I'm a motherfucking conscious. The whole world right now is fucking bonkers. The internet is the brand new conqueror. So watch out for the motherfucking monsters. Yikes. The trolls are the taunters. Whoever controls the data got the answers. They the one that got the code to the launcher. And they be having dinner with the Pope and the mobsters. They Ain't no cure for the cancer. Cure for the AIDS and they probably kill the Panthers. Put us in the cage, got us living like hamsters. Put us in the dark, but I got me a lantern. Open up my third eye, then I illuminate. Willie got a bird eye view, wanna elevate. No Illuminati, baby, I'm God body. The rapture like Blondie, waking up a zombie.
Wake up, wake up, sound the alarm. Revolution time is come. Wake up, sound the alarm. Tell the people, here come the storm. Wake up, sound the alarm. Revolution time has come. Wake up, sound the alarm. Ring the alarm, ring 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 the alarm.
Knowledge is king. Know thyself and you can do anything. Know thyself and you can shine like bling. Know thyself and you the king of the ring. But they don't teach kids nothing. All they know is I pass sugar in their muffin. They don't know division, don't add to nothing. Send them off to prison when you know they did nothing. He in the streets cause he always cutting. The teacher ain't teaching him nothing. All they do is stuffing him and stuffing him. Stuffing him and stuffing him and stuffing him. Stuffing him and stuffing him and stuffing him. Stuffing him with stuff he can't use. Crack, that's what he know to do. His daddy was a hustler, so he hustled too. And that's why you see the little killer in the news. It's kinda like they got us in the trap. It's kinda like they knowing how we act. I'll be like, fuck your fucking laboratory, I am not a rat. I am light, I am God, body wise is a fact. Wake up,
wake up, wake up, sound the alarm. Revolution time has come. Wake up, sound the alarm. Tell the people, here come the storm.
Wake up,
sound the alarm.
Like we're running out of options. Villains in the White House, heroes in their costumes. Leaders double cross, why we kneeling to our crosses? Who's policing the police? Why they stalking? All lives matter till your color is the target. Fox rounding up the sheep for the slaughter. Money over people, why they reaching for that dollar? All I see is lies on the screen. Land of the free, but what the fuck's free? What does it cost to let a nigga breathe? King had a dream, but we all still asleep, huh? They rob you blind and knowledge is a crime. The shit's designed to keep you on the grind. Rise and shine, cause now it's the time. We all got body if you open up your mind. Wake up.
Wake up, sound the alarm. Revolution time has come. Wake up, sound the alarm. Tell the people, here come the storm. Wake up, sound the alarm.
Yes, wake up, wake up. The time has come to be social knowledgeable and have knowledge of self. Empowerment.
Wake up,
I'm just saying.
That song was hot.
And it fits, don't it? Like, people try to be like, oh. Yeah, people try to be like, oh, hip hop's not what it used to be. Yes, it is. They still dropping bars, they still dropping knowledge in between lines, all that
not
type
everybody.
Of stuff. You just have to. Right. Right, I guess I should put asterisks behind that. Some people, I shouldn't say everybody, some people think. But, hey, you can always find it here, right here on Monsters Radio within our network. We always looking for the hot music and hot upcoming artists. And you're always, that's what we always going to feed y'all. It just is what it is, and we ain't going to change. So, all right, we bring it back to our who's bumping, who's getting fat. Who is next? Who is next on the chop block?
Okay, so y'all already know how Diamond Dash felt about R. Kelly with Aaliyah. So there's an R. Kelly, I think they're doing like a part two of the document, Surviving R. Kelly Part 2, Well, he's inside there, and he says that Aaliyah wanted absolutely nothing to do with R. Kelly after they pulled the plug on their controversy marriage back in the day. TMZ obtained the clip of Damon Dash's interview on the soon-to-be Lifetime documentary Surviving R. Kelly Part 2, The Reckoning, and the Music Insider was dropping some bombshells about Aaliyah's life, how she didn't want to be by him, and she didn't want to be with him anymore after they got the annulment. She was embarrassed. She wanted to distance herself, and she regrets getting married and regrets having a fake ID. She got married at the age of 15, and the day before the wedding, she was lying in court just to say that she wanted to be with him. Diamond said it's disgusting that Kelly would marry a child. Not much is known about Aaliyah's feelings because she died way too young, but they're saying that he's saying he knew about it from day one, and he was disgusted with R. Kelly. They made it seem like it was a joke. So it was like he definitely is not a R. Kelly fan.
Right. Yeah, I didn't know that Dame had feelings about it, but I can imagine. I mean, shit, most of the world has feelings about their whole situation. I hold on, Jazz. I do have to say, though, if you were really, really watching Aaliyah's career, because I always thought that, like, I'd be like, well, for him and her to have a baby, like, they don't interact out in public. Like, you don't see nothing, them talking about each other. Being with the baby, you only hear about the baby, all kinds of things. So I used to always be like, she must be like, I don't really mess with you no more. It is because there's always been rumors with R. Kelly, not only with the young girls, but multiple girls. You dig? So, you know, some women, when y'all get scorned, some men, we do it the same thing. When we're scorned, you be like, I'm not fucking with you altogether. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to have nothing to do with you. I'm going to throw you and the whole thing in the trash. So, you know, if you've been watching her what you call it, like, you could kind of see it. Like, I could kind of see it way back then, and that just confirms it. But, wow, I didn't know they were doing a part two. What'd you call it, a documentary? I didn't know they was doing that.
What'd
you call it, recap?
They're doing a part two.
Dug up?
No, they part two, right, Surviving R. Kelly, part two. Documentary,
yeah. Surviving, there we go. All right, now what was you going to say, Jazzy? I'm sorry, I was on a roll. You know how I be when I get to talking.
I was just going to say, Dame Dash can't say too much because he is like the same age as R. Kelly, and him and Aaliyah was in a relationship when she was a minor.
Oh, now that you say it. Boo, 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 boo. Damn. Now you say, I mean, is he deflecting? Or maybe he's saying he didn't mess with her till she was of age, though.
Well, I don't think so. Because I don't think
Dame,
so.
It was Dame Dash, Jay-Z, and
Jay-Z. Oop. So I wonder how many people going to call him on that one and what his response is. Well, yeah, because Dame
okay,
Dash,
so,
you don't want to ask no questions if you ain't got your facts together because she will shred your ass. I'm just saying, I love his mind. Yeah, I love his mind. Just like T.I. I don't like T.I.'s attitude, but I love T.I.'s mind. It is. I love how these dudes think. They're strong. They're about what they think. I mean, they will tell you if you can convince them that they was wrong. If they was wrong, they'll tell you they was wrong. But they strong dudes. They strong dudes. I love their mind. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I do too. So it's like, dang, he knows how to deflect very, very well. So he knows how to take the controversy off of him because I do know that his words, some of the things he's been talking about has been controversy. But he makes it no better, you know, messing with the youngins. Like I said before when I talked about the R. Kelly thing, in different states there's different ages that you can get married. In different cultures, you can get married to the young ones. So it's only us who can't conceive that this happens every day. someone who gets their period and they become a woman, they're married off.
Mm-hmm.
Sad to say.
Yep. That's
how it is. But we look at it as your baby. Yes, they are a baby. That's your baby. That's somebody's baby. But once again, that's somebody's mom and that's somebody's daddy who could take a stand and say no. So it's like a two-headed coin.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that sounds like a whole nother comic cafe. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Because we could talk about a lot of people. You know what I mean? And I mean, and when it comes to like that, does age really makes you really think, like, does age make a difference? I mean, okay, we say the adolescent part, but what about when you're an adult? I'm just saying, what about a dude that's, we'll just say, 45, dating a girl 19? She's of age. Is it cool?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big ass separation. There's not much separation between a 25 and a 17, but you can go to jail for 12 years. Do you get what I'm saying? I know it's real frivolous, but you get what I'm saying? Like, where do we start to saying da 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 da? And we put the foot down, or do we put the foot down? I don't know. Like I said, that's a whole nother topic. But I said, we need some other psychotherapists. I don't know if I said that right, but some type of other therapists, counselors, and some other people in here to give us the real raw info on the effects of, you know, the difference in ages when people date. Because I'm pretty sure there is a mental thing, like, sorry, just real quick, like me, like, I can't I could never date nobody really in their 20s. You dig? I'm just saying, it just is what it is. At my point in life, I'm more about securing my future and the things that I have, so I don't have to worry about it in the next 20 years when I get old and I'm too old to work or I can't do whatever. When you're in your 20s, you're trying to get out and see the world. You ain't trying to settle shit down. You're trying to move around, experience things. It's natural. It's within you. That's what you're supposed to do. Get it? So, you know, there can be, you know, I mean, changes in just psychologically between ages. All right. But my bad. But go ahead. What was you going to say now? I'm sorry.
I was going to say it's maturity. But then, you know, we're talking about body and your body, you know, being available and mature enough and developed enough to take on the sexual part of it, you know, mentally. You're still thinking as a child. You're still doing things as a child. So it's the development if a psychologist would come on, they would talk about your development periods and how you move from your, you know, childhood, adolescence to adulthood. Well, they're saying, you know, at that adolescent mark, your brain hasn't comprehended it, it hasn't grown, it's just now understanding where to go and how to do things and how to operate. And so, yeah, you don't want to mess with someone who's young like that. And when you get to your 19s and your 20s, well, we're talking about now maturity, history, how to go about and do things, how to be a woman, how to do that and whatever. And usually when guys who are older, they want to train or mold that person into them becoming who they want to be, you know, or the woman that they want to be, because the older woman is already in there. They already know who they are. They're already set. They already got their goals. They already got everything together. You see what I'm saying? So it's easy to mold and put together that young mind compared to a one who's got a steady and set mind. So to me, it's wrong either way it goes, you know. But it's the maturity. Because I look at Keisha Cole and her man, Madonna and her man. Like, you're asking yourself, why? What can that 24-year-old do when you're 36? You 62, Madonna, and he's 25. Like, we all usually equate it with sex. Or we equate it with, what the hell your boy going to do for you? You got the money. So that's a whole nother conversation that could go 5,650 different places.
Definitely. Yeah, because I got two more things to go on it, but we're gonna keep it moving because we got time frames. Ooh, we can go.
Yes, last one. This is nasty. Lil Mo leaves husband after he spits on her in front of the kids. So Lil Mo has proclaimed that she is leaving. Huh? Huh? What'd you say? I'll read it again. Jazzy, I'll read it again. Lil Mo leaves her husband after he spits on her in front of the kids. Lil Mo has a tumultuous relationship with her husband. Her husband was the former host DJ Quicksilver on the radio show that the final shot happened when her husband, boxer Kyle Dugan, spit on her in front of the children. So her husband is Kyle Dugan. When he spit on her, she said, in front of the kids, they were in the marriage boot camp on TV. And so they thought that that was going to help. She was like, hey, are you supposed to be here? It was a family day. And he's like, she asked him, are you drunk? Are you high? Is something all right? But he starts yelling at her, yelling at the kids, got really upset. And the spit came after once again. You know, she's always claimed he was cheating on her. They was talking about cheating, theft, drugs, alcohol. And after she's talking to him, he spits on her in her face. And she's like, oh, I'm done.
Right, right.
Oh, what are you doing?
I just
would have been going to the
go
ER.
Ahead, Jess. You gotta talk up a little bit. We can't hear you.
ER.
You're kinda low.
I said, oh, bro would have been going to the ER. I swear I would have
right.
Busted him dead in his mouth with something. I am not playing. Spitting on somebody is the utmost disrespectful thing you can do. And then to spit on your wife in front of your kids. Come on now.
Right, right. Well, I want to say two things. One, I want to say I ain't going to judge him. I'm going to pray for him. I know a lot of y'all like, oh, he did that to her, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But listening to that story with a lot of back pages and everything, he needs therapy. He has, like, mental health issues right now. When we say mental health, that doesn't mean, like, you're just totally fucked up. That just means you have issues within your mind. So let's dispel it like saying somebody has mental health, that they're like some type of Quasimodo or somebody, the Elephant Man or something. You know what I mean? It just means that emotionally or within your mind, you need help. You dig? Especially with being a boxer. Again, I talked about it earlier this week about, you know, when you're in sports, especially aggressive sports. You have to learn to deal with this. When you turn that animalistic, that fighter on, da-da-da-da-da-da, when you get hit in the thing, you get mad, the first thing you do is you attack. And you do this on a daily basis at practice. So when you get hurt outside of that, if you're not mentally stable, you're going to attack. You say it's some cheating and all this other stuff. He might have been cheating. Let's keep it real. Some of us, when we get busted, we don't bust down, we nut up. You dig? And that could have been one of those situations, because if it would have been cheating and he didn't cheat, when somebody accused you of cheating, you didn't cheat, you really don't get upset. Not really. You do because you've been accused,
right.
But you don't go to a point where you're shaking them up, putting hands on, spitting on them. You did? The other part I want to say is, if I would have ever spit on my kid's mama, her and my kids would have jumped me. You did? I'm just saying.
Man,
that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
My kid's mama and my kids would have jumped me. What the fuck wrong with you, daddy? Boo-boo, don't be spitting on her. What's wrong with you?
spitting on somebody is the ultimate form of disrespect and contempt. Like, to spit in a person's face, that means I cannot stand your presence anymore. That
right.
is like,
right.
you mean absolutely nothing to me. My spit in your face is like a sign of just like you're done. Like, I can't, I don't want you. I'd rather for you to hit me than to spit in my face. Like, that to me says so much more than a hit or a choke or seriously, that is just like disgusting. Like, that is just so gross.
Right.
Like, you can't communicate that in a different way, so you gonna spit on me?
Like, that just says so many things on so many levels that there is no coming back from Spit.
From at all.
Right.
There's no coming back from Spit. Like, you spit on me, there's no coming back. Like, coming back, there's no apologies. There's no things you can buy. There ain't none you can do to get a Spit back.
Michelle Knight.
Right, right. Yeah, because to me, maybe this is just me. If you spit on me, you are, like, testing the boundaries of my blackness. This is what I mean.
Man.
Like, when I think of somebody spitting on somebody, I think of a pure racist spitting on a black child or spitting on a black person. You know what I mean? So when you spit on me, that's the type of rage you're going to get. You know?
Right.
I'm going to need some therapy at that moment. Like you said in your I think it was not last week, but the week before when you talked about honesty, Ms. Umberly, when you were talking about, or I can't remember if it was the honesty, which one it was, because one of those great ones you did when you said second. In 1 second, it could go this way or it could go that way. That
mm-hmm.
would be my 1 second. It is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. That's,
yeah.
that's what it means when
yeah.
you spit on me.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be everybody's 1 second, because I'm telling you, when you spit on somebody, the rage that the spit puts on you. So, like, the anger of that spit in your face is like, oh, it's on. Like, there's no turning
mm-hmm.
back from spit. I don't understand. You could call me a bitch. You could call me a hoe. But as soon as you spit in my face, it's over with. I think somebody got to come get the police. There's about 5 or 6 people got to come off me. I'm giving out weapons. I'm trying to kill you. Like, ooh. You, ooh.
It ain't even no common these 75 people in my head down.
Nope.
After some
right.
I'm telling you, it's
right. The Lord will have to come down himself, pull out his hair rag and wipe it off. You dig? In order for me to calm down. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Especially goober, pull it out your neck, salt it. No, man.
Mm.
No, player. We not going. Hells to the nose. Get in. I'm calling you all kinds of bad names. All kinds of bad names. I say myself. All kinds of bad names. You dig? I'm just saying. So, all right. Let's see. Where's my backup music? Oh, it's just down real low. Let's see, we got to jump into our regular topic. Let's see, let's set it up, and then maybe we'll take a breather.
Hear your good news real quick?
Yes, we want to hear your good news.
Yeah,
we can barely
even
hear
get
you.
To it. Look, we messed up.
Okay.
All right, what's the news?
Chris Brown ended the decade selling 121 million records. On the second to Rihanna.
Wow.
Wait, say that
good
again.
Job.
Chris Brown ends the decade selling 121 million records.
Nice.
Wow, that's what's up. That's what's up. And
he's
due to his contract,
though.
Due to his contract, he made $100,000. No, I'm just kidding. That'd be messed up, wouldn't it? Oh, you would have had the TLC contract, a nickel on every album to split between 3 people. Wow. I'm gonna say, who's his manager? Pebbles. That's awesome. That's awesome. You know what I mean? Especially when he started out trying to be a rapper. I mean, that's what's up. That's what's up. So big shout outs to Chris Brown.
Breezy.
So all right, I said we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about a topic, which is, you know, what do I got over here? Oh, Lord, we all go through it. We're talking about the thing about when I said about, you know, people always, you know, doing their New Year's resolutions. Oh, I got it.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
People are always talking about how, you know, they're getting rid of fake friends, you know, fake family, people don't support them, things like that. We've been seeing the flux. All y'all been seeing if you really are on social media. So that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. If you have a testimony, ain't nothing like a conversation that has a testimony in it. Hit us up, 563-999-3411. We want to hear your testimony on Karma Cafe. Or you can leave comments. Ooh, snap, I never opened up the chat. Oops. Hit us up on the Monstars on Facebook, THEMONSTARZ. Drop your comments there, and we'll read them up right here on the air. So, all right, ladies, I don't know what I'm going to play for the breather. I mean, what type of music should we get into?
Well, you might as well play Chris Breezy to come to say, you know, congratulate him on his decade of music.
Okay. Let me see. We got a Chris Breezy remix in here. I don't
but
think so, but we got a lot of Chris Breezy there. Mm-hmm.
He's breathing. I'm going to do some commercial break as you're getting it ready. Monster is Radio is brought to you by Monster U.S. Apparel. Tired of going somewhere special and someone has the same outfit as you? Worry no more at Monster U.S. Apparel. They are producing high-quality gear and custom apparel to give you that high-quality fashion that feel at a reasonable price. Start your own clothing line or just get one self-expression shirt, pants, not, and now on Facebook. Send us an email and we will have a rep contact you. And also, the Solo Me Speaks is a proud sponsor of MonstersRadio.com. Spoken Word and the 30-Day Journal is an inspiration to give life to the soul. Given to you by Miss Unbelievable E.K., one of the co-hosts of Monsters Radio. Join the movement by going to Lulu.com and any books that offer on Google, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and Goodreads.
And if you don't see it on your normal platform, please request it. So, all right, y'all, here we go with some Chris Breezy. Like I said, this is Wu-Tang music. When you hear the cuss word, say them out loud, because they'll make you feel good. This is him, Lil Wayne, Busta. It's called Look At Me Now. Uh-huh. Something to flex to a little bit. Okay. Wu-Tang.
There's something in this liquor. The air is getting thicker. I can't help but stare at you. Oh yeah, girl, what did you do to me? What did you slip up in my cup, girl? 'Cause I want you. Oh yeah, I had a little bit too much, girl. So come over here.
I'm
Busta Rhymes nor Lil Wayne. That's called liquor. That's something that can help y'all woosah, drink, and fuck. It is what it is. I act like I was in a room full of kids, like I was scared to cuss. It is what it is. Adult radio podcast. So, all right, bringing it back. So, our topic tonight, we talking about basically it could be them or it could be you. Basically, we talking about, you know, because sometimes in life, you know, I even went through it at one point where, you know, I was always like, you know, people got me fucked up. I don't know what the hell wrong with them, da-da-da. But it started to seem like I was like, everybody got me fucked up. I don't know where y'all think I'm from. I'm cut from a different cloth. All this extra, da-da-da-da-da. Well, in reality, they did have me fucked up. It was them. But it was me that let it go that far. Or it was me that, you know what I mean, might have overreacted, could have handled it in another way, that type situation. Or, you know, sometimes I know of people that all they do is talk about other people and complain about other people, how this, that, and talking about old loyalty and all this extra stuff. And in reality, it's you the one that don't have all that extra shit. It ain't them. It's you. They just treat you like how you treat them. You dig? Another thing is I see people always putting out here talking about some, oh, especially among artists. I'm like, oh, such and such don't promote me, and y'all don't promote me, and boop, 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 boop. Right? But at the same time, these are the same people I've been promoting for a long time, playing their music, posting their videos, throwing this, throwing that out there, their stuff. But do they call into the radio? No. Do they share our link?
Post the radio? No.
No. No. Do they tell people to call in, request their music? No, but you steadily online talking about something, don't nobody support you, and that are y'all fake and blah, blah, blah. No, even though you're an artist, you still got to support other people and what they do.
Right.
That means if your cousin sell yarn shirts from Michael's, then you should be posting in your post too, check out my cousin's yarn shirt. You might want to wear a yarn shirt on stage or something to show them some support. You know what I mean? Your little cousin play basketball. Put on your page, hey, my little cuz got a game tonight. Come check him out. You dig? Whatever, whatever. So if you want support, you still got to give it back. So stop saying, oh, family, don't do this, family. Well, what is you doing for family? When family was hurt, was you there? Was this, that? Was you there? No, you was too busy doing your other shit, but now you want me to do all this extra for you. No, it don't work that way. So sometimes it's not them. Sometimes it's you. I mean, my bad. I mean, do y'all know some scenarios? I mean, or how do y'all feel about what I said? I mean, am I wrong? Or, you know, do you guys know some scenarios where it might be that person and not everybody else?
Go ahead, Jazzy. You were saying something.
No, I was going to say, that's a whole nother segment. But you hit the nail right on there, Emo. You said it.
Mhm. Yeah, I mean it's real. I'd be wanting to call them out on their page, but I'd be like, you know, it's not always good to disagree with somebody, or just because you disagree to always speak up. Especially, right. Especially if they're not speaking directly to you, You know what I mean? That's another thing. Sometimes online, you know, you might be like here's one. What did I post? I posted something about, you know, something about music, and the guy came. I think it was something about people always in your inbox asking you to share their videos, something. And an artist had came on and tried to be like, well, what about this? Right? I think he totally missed the concept of what I was saying, right? But I guess he felt mm-hmm. I was out of pocket and he had to say something. Well, a lot of other people had commented in and was like, well, we pointing at, you know, saying they agree with my point. And then at one point he was like, why are y'all coming at me? And then I had to put on there, nobody's coming at you. You joined the discussion. You came in and mm-hmm. tried to be like da-da-da-da-da. And now you're reaping the repercussions, and now you're upset. Don't get upset. Stand by what you said. Or next time, don't say shit at all. And that's what it be sometimes. It'd be you. You didn't have to say nothing. Just because you disagree right. in yourself. Or type it out like you want to send it, and then delete it. That's what I do. I type a whole motherfucking message to y'all. Boy, what the fuck you talking about? And then delete it. Why? Because it's not up to me to challenge you on your page.
I've done that several times. Mm-hmm. I've done that several times.
But then sometimes it could just be you not accepting the bullshit no more. Excuse my French. You know, so
mm-hmm.
you could be like, okay, if I'm deleting 300 people, that means them 300 people I don't need in my life no more because I'm going somewhere else or I'm doing something
right.
different, and they still on the same, you know, stuff that we did 10 years ago that ain't going to help me in a decade or ain't going to help me, you know, moving forward, because if you ain't supported me this long, what do I need you there for? Let me clear up that space so I could get my true supporters that's going to help me. So sometimes, you know, it's about cleaning house and making sure the house is smelling good for the new millennium and for the new decade and the new year and the new days and whatever, because if you're growing and they still want to bring you down, that you don't need them. So you got to kind of like go through and be like, let me clean that up. Now, once you clear it and you have to content, because it's a continuation of clearing, but once you get settled, then you add and then you add on and then you add on some more. But now once you add and you clearing it out again in about 10, 20 minutes, then that's you. Then check you. Because
right.
then something wrong with you. You
right.
ain't elevating right. But sometimes it's that time where it's time to clean house. And everybody got to go. And sometimes you may not want everybody to go, but sometimes everybody got to go. Because everybody ain't your supporter. Everybody don't want to see you win. And there may be some strong haters in there, and you may need to get them haters up out of there, or you may need to keep some just to remind you that you got them to keep on pressing you to go. So you just kind of guys got to know what you looking for, because each person is different. Each individual is different. Each house
right.
is different. Each thing, each motivation is different. Each issue is different. But you got to know within yourself who you are, what you need to do, what you need to handle, how you need to move, how you need to keep going. And if you know those people is holding you down, yeah, bye-bye. Bye. You got to go.
Well, I mean, I see what you're saying, but just so I'm not wrong, well, that's still your fault because you shouldn't have let them suckers in your life. I'm just saying. Hello. You gotta filter your page. Sometimes you don't know until they get there, though.
Sometimes you don't know until they get there, because people have masks on and they take that mask off and then you see the real them and you be like, was that you all along? Or was you just trying to,
yep.
you know, play me to figure me out? So it's like, I may not have known that that's who they was until the true colors or a true situation showed up and showed out. And I'm like, okay, now I'm good. Now
right,
I got an
right.
option to
yeah.
keep you or dismiss you.
Right.
I get it. I feel you. Especially, you know, when you get like the weird ass invite, you know, and us men doing what we do, you know, we get an invite. I automatically assume you listen to the show. Or you've been to one of my DJ gigs or something, then, you know, then next thing you know, you don't accept their friend's invite. 30 minutes later, they talking about, send me a pic. They be on some bullshit. Money, my phone went off, or some other funky shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I feel you, though. Yeah, sometimes you just got to go through and filter it out because,
Yeah, he might be busy on the day-to-day, and it just might be a Thursday. You like, fuck it. I'm just going to go through my pace today. It looks like 100 of y'all got to go. But 100, though, 100, I can see maybe two people.
Ooh.
100. Yeah. But, hey, here's another thing.
I'll be wanting
to. Go ahead, Jazzy. You be wanting to what?
I was going to say, I'd be wanting to flip to my page, but I got like 5,000 friends in. I look at
right,
the number and
right.
I'd be like, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah, and see, the reason why I stopped filtering, I'm going to be honest, because there's times like I've done business with people and made money. And they were like, you know, I've been on your page. I've been watching you for like a year, year and a half now, watching how you move, da-da-da, da-da-da. I like how you do what you do. Let's work together. You know what I mean? Because I used to be like, if you're not active with me at all in like 6 months, you're out of here. Like, what are you doing? Just sitting there? Like, you don't interact? You don't say nothing? It's a business page. I'm a business. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to get my numbers up. Da 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 da. Everybody on my page, I want it to be where if I put a song on there for 99 cents, I got 5,000 friends, I want 5,000 sales the next day, because that's how much I interact with my 5,000 people. Da 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 da. But yeah, but like you said, sometimes you just gotta filter people out and get your shit right.
Yeah. That's funny. That's actually how I got into the business that I'm in right now, because people was watching me and seeing me post and share people's stuff and grind, and then now I'm a monster.
Right. Actually, that's how when we ended up working together through my music plug together, I remember that's like how I was familiar with you, because you had actually shared like one of my songs. I think it was like Favorite Girl or something, that like two or three times, you know what I mean, on Twitter.
Yeah, that's one of my
so I was like,
songs.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't know her, but damn, I'm glad she likes it. She's been sharing it. So then, you know, when we actually was at the same table, like, oh, damn. That's you. Oh, I know you. I don't know you, but you understand socially. I know you. So yeah. So you never know. You never know. You never know. And we was friends on there and didn't even know it.
Yeah.
So yeah. So sometimes you never know what could come of, you know, somebody out of your friends list that you really don't know.
Yep. That's a good thing.
That's why they say be careful what you do, because somebody is always watching.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That.
Yep. Yep. Like an example, when I'm just going to say multi-millionaire, when Jazzy had the multi-millionaire on the show, he was listening to the show and all that type of stuff. A lot of people didn't know that. You know, we wasn't really finna try to promote that, because then y'all's ass would have been trying to hit him up. You know what I mean? But you didn't know there was a big hitter on here listening. You know what I mean? So you never know.
He probably
you
still
know.
Listening right now.
Right. He's probably throwing that salute.
If you are,
like,
hey.
Yeah, it's me. Right, holler at us. We want to talk to you again, bro. So let's see. What else do we got tonight? I know we still got our spoken word. Did we have any other topic that we was going to touch on when it came to Comic Cafe?
Yeah, we were going to talk on, you know, since we are having this conversation, about conversation versus comprehension. And
ooh.
And how when communicators, they always say communication is the key. Until you realize comprehension is.
Right.
You can communicate all you want to someone, but if they don't understand you, it won't reach them the way you need them to. Do you agree? So think on that.
Somehow
you look for a song.
Right, okay. I'm getting a little echo out of you, so we'll try to fix that too. I'm getting a little
echo with
you
as well.
Okay. We're going to try to fix that. Let's see. What should we play? Any suggestions or any type of vibe y'all want?
Oh, you know, I can always listen to that one song, Beyonce. I can always listen to some Sierra. I can always listen to, you know, you.
Okay.
You know, those fun songs.
Right. I was about to play a monster track, but I was like, nah, I'm not going to flex myself right now. But all right, let's do this one right here. Let's do that Beyonce. Yeah, I like this song. I think it's because it's the old Frankie Beverly and Maze vibe that makes me feel good. You know, man, I got this woo side dance butt naked in the front row. It is what it is. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Call us up, Karma Cafe. You know the number.
You make me happy. This you can bear. You split right beside me. Yeah. And I won't forget.
Monstrous Radio, Karma Cafe, the podcast. So we still got a little bit of technical difficulty, so while I sit over here and try and get this thing together,
Here's a track for y'all to listen to. The ladies want to hear it by request. It'll help y'all. Woosah, woosah. It's real deal music. When I wrote music, I wrote it from my heart. And this right here was something real. I knew guys was out here talking about this, talking about that with the ladies and da-da-da. I'm like, bruh, you better slow down with that. So check this out. This right here is called Favorite Girl. Because as men, we gonna meet a lot of women in our lifetime. But you'll only meet. I messed that all up. I'm going to play the damn song. Comic Cafe. Woosah.
You know I'm an OG to this game, right? And I don't seen a lot of women in my lifetime. But I'm going to tell you, youngin', sometimes you come across that one.
Feel good music on Karma Cafe every Thursday night. Check us out.
Yeah, listen up, homie, I'ma drop the scene. I'ma tell you about the fly chick that's on my team. Yeah, dog, she was thick but lean. She make me wanna stop playing with y'all and coach your team. Now she's that scene when it came to dreams. And we gon' just live kicked up, you best believe. Now she's that fly chick that's on my sleeve. So she gon' just tap through life like Ben Vereen. Now she was 5'6" with some devilish hips. The one you seen in the whip when I'm mobbing dip. Yeah, y'all said this girl's a gift. And when it came to flexing the whip, she take it like it's a trip. Now don't slip, things get spilled like this when you're messing with the E-Monster's baddest chick. Yeah, that's my chick, player every stretch in it. And if I catch you in your whip, homie, I'm busting it. Holla, we going out, it's like we going in. And when we going in, oh, we really going in. And she don't keep none of them disrespectful friends. She's quick to tell them girls, hit the turnpike and bend. There ain't no odds and ends, nor is there pots and pans. We going out every night, I come for like I'm the man. She understands when a real king has a plan. Can't have love in your kingdom without your queen's hands. She makes the mood all good for me. House good, smelling good from the big plate of food for me. I can't lie, that's why she'll stay my ride or die. She'll chase them bounties off from bringing around them Clyde. She stays by my side, scraping from side to side. Got me walking with a stride, feeling bona fide. Yeah, I got friends in and out of town, but as long as she's around, I shut the rest down.
E-Monster, my favorite girl. You can find me on all social media. Just look up E-Monster or go on Google and put in DJ E-Monster. You'll find all my social media. Add me on there. Let me know if you like the song. So, all right, ladies, we bringing it back. I got it together. All right, you want to do our spoken word? We do have a caller on the line. We can see what's up with them in a moment. I'm pretty sure we were done with most of our spoken word. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? Sorry, I'm over here multitasking. So, I mean, what we gonna do next? Y'all want to do spoken word, or y'all want to check with the caller?
Let's check with the caller.
All right, let's check with the caller.
Caller.
All right. Now, I think I know who this is. You dig? I'm not for sure. I'm going to go out here. I'm going to go on a limb. Now, this lady right here, She's from Long Beach, California, and she's living the rough side of the neighborhood. You dig? She got a daycare car, thugging and bugging daycare. You dig? She watch gangster kids on the weekend. You dig? Some be banging Huggy, some be banging Pampers. Now, you can't just walk up to this daycare door. Hell no. Them little kids will get your ass. So I gotta do a gangster call to get on the porch. You dig? Hey, Kelly girl, you at the crib? Cuckoo! Cuckoo! Cuckoo!
Was good.
I don't know why I was trying to drink water while you were doing that. I'm over here choking.
You trying to choke me right already?
I know.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. How are you doing? Hey.
Oh, I all said something, but I forgot it wasn't Wet Wet Wednesday.
I know, I missed that one.
Hey, what's going on, Kelly? What's the life in the LBC today? Now, you know, you calling in here, you got to give us a Monstrous Radio urban weather report. We used to have a weatherman. We used to pay him in canned goods, but now he's thinking too good. And when I catch him, I'm going to bust his ass. So tell us, what's the weather like in the LBC right now?
It's, I think, 67. Not too cold. I got the front door. Yeah, I got the back door, kitchen window, living room window, and front door open. And the fan's going.
Okay. See, we should hang up on y'all. We still freezing in Minnesota. It is what it is, but yeah. Somebody getting tired today. I said it was 60 in L.A. But all right. So, it's Comer Cafe. You know what we do around here. We've been, you used to always have something to vent about. I mean, you're still working with the school system and the kids, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You got something, you got a woosah before you get 30 days.
Oh, yeah, before I go back to work on Monday. I ain't ready to go back. But I also called to say Happy New Year's to everybody and to tell you, E-Monster, you're going down on Sunday. Just so you know.
Oh,
we must play the
fighting words.
Oh, Lord.
Who that nation?
Yep.
Who that?
Jazzy's a who that too. Oh my gosh.
So
who that?
Y'all.
The show's
yes.
over.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, I'm a Steelers fan, but I want that Who That Nation to beat them Vikings. I'm just saying.
Oh,
I know my boys is out, but I want that Who That to whip that ass.
You two need to add me on Facebook so we can tag team and talk mess to E-Monster on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, her name on Facebook is Quasimodo. Fuck you, man. Get out of here with that bullshit. Hell no. Man, look, the only thing.
Wow.
And the part that messes me up, though, is, man, we don't want to see y'all. I'd rather see the Packers. You dig? I don't want to see y'all. Hell no, I don't want to see y'all. Drew Brees.
Well, too bad.
Man, no. No,
and you can't forget about you can't guard Mike either.
See,
two of them.
See,
we coming after you.
I hate being in the conversation. I can't say shit back. Ugh, I don't like you right now. Ugh, I just threw up in my mouth.
And they in that Who That Nation house? Stay in the house. Stay in that Who That Nation house? I'm just saying.
Yep, and you playing in the dome too? It's over. It's a wrap. You guys can't survive.
No, you're not helping.
We're gonna turn that purple to pink.
Oh my goodness.
They're about to be the Queens Vikings. The Queens is about to get their rock up by them kings. I'm just
Oh my goodness. You know what? If y'all wanna bet on it. I don't know how we could do it. You know what? I don't, because I may lose. It is.
I know what it is.
Oh, snap. Ooh, so we got our spoken word segment. You know, we got to keep it moving. We got our spoken word segment coming up right now.
He can't handle it.
And we're going to get to that. So, Miss Unbelievable, I'm seeing that your book, The Soul of the Speak. It's sponsoring the show. Can we have our special segment today with your spoken word, please? Because I'm about to bust somebody in the forehead with a woosah.
We can. So it's called Pause. Let that sink in. I'm just going to say, who that nation going to beat the Vikings? Pause. Let that sink in. Boom. Okay, I'm about to start it. All right, this is the Solomon Speaks from Volume 2 is out on Hulu.com, and it's called Pause, Let That Sink In. When you look at my body, you laugh and stare. You see flaws, and you want to talk about them all? I see my tummy rolls, they are all me. I love every inch of my curves, please believe. So if you think when you talk about me, I care, think again. I worship my skin that I'm in. Pause, let that sink in. I may like a woman or a man or even both of them. That's my life, it ain't no joke. I'm not confused, I know what I want. Don't judge me, handle your own stuff. Pause, let that sink in. Your life at times feels like you're riding the elevator going up and down. Every stop, situations, and circumstances, yet you keep riding, knowing you have places to go, people to see, and dreams to be made. Nothing will hold you down or keep you on the floors for long. You learn, gain, and maintain, staying focused and always reaching the top. Understanding in life, we will always go up and down. Now pause, let that sink in. Pause, pause, now let that sink in.
Okay. I'm feeling it. Ooh, I really like what you said about the elevators and the different floors. Right. She good.
Yes, she is.
She good.
Them snaps in there.
Right. Yeah, but I really like how you said about the levels, you know what I mean, with the elevator, you know what I mean, this
mm-hmm.
problem, every floor, you know what I mean, you got places to be, you got things to do, drinks to make, people to see, you know what I mean, sometimes you got to
mm-hmm.
get off, stop going up and down on that ride and just get off. I mean, that's what I got from it. I know poetry hits people, everybody different, but, you know, that's what I got out of it, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah.
That's what I want to do.
Another
get something out of it. Like, if it ain't speaking, if it ain't moving you, if it ain't touching yourself, if it ain't speaking, then I didn't do my job. So, if you got something to say about it, then woosah, I did my job. So, whenever someone got something to say to you, just be like, yeah, okay, pause, let this begin. I don't care. How about that?
Right. So, they get more stuff like that in your book?
Yes, that is volume 2. That is out. That is out now on Lulu.com. And if you go on Facebook, you can get all the information on Facebook. You can get all the information on Monsters Radio. I share the link on there. And volume 1, you can get on Google, Google, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Goodreads. In about 4 to 6 weeks, you can get the whole compilation off of those sites. So. Yeah.
Right.
Volume 1, Volume 2, and the Solomon Speaks 30-Day Journal.
Oh, man, look, that's your second book. Wow, I'm proud of you, for real. I remember when we first talked about it, when you was like, oh, I'm thinking about doing a book, and now you're just gone. It is. Take off, girl. I'm just saying.
Yes,
that's
and I'm looking
up.
For some beats. I'm looking for some beats because I'm doing an audio spoken word that's going to be totally separate from the book. So it's going to be some naughtiness, some niceness, some freakiness, some all of it. So it's not for the kids' ears at all.
Right. And I got my production in there, and I'm telling y'all, it's hot. I can't wait to hear the whole entire thing. That one I got. Oh, bamba dumba bounce.
Yeah.
Oh, that production I was.
Yeah.
So y'all gonna like that one.
Yeah. It's that one word. So it's that one word. So y'all know when y'all get that one word and how that one word touch you. Yeah, that one word. Yeah.
So we got on that one word. Yeah. So it was hot.
So, all right, y'all. So so let's see. What else? I mean, do we want to, I don't know, any points we want to make on some of the things we're talking tonight? Let's see. No football, though. But anything else we want to touch on that we talked about tonight or anything else we want to woosah about just real quick? We got like 6 minutes left in the show.
Callie girl, you could go first since you just got on the line. What you got for us?
Oh, I'm actually this year, 2020, I'm going to be 48 next week, and I made it this year that I'm not going to let anybody get me out of character.
Oh,
I'm going to be calm, collective, and be at peace.
Okay, Jazzy, what you got for us?
Peace, love, and coconut oil.
I knew she was going to say peace, love, and hair grease. I just knew it. I knew she was going peace, love, and hair grease. I knew it.
That coconut oil, boy. That coconut oil is versatile, though. That coconut oil is versatile, though. Hey.
Look, this is not Wet, Wet Wednesday. You little old freak. Look,
I just said it was, excuse me. I just said versatile. You can
maybe
use
I'm
it on skin. Yeah, you could cook with coconut oil. I'm just saying. Just,
you can do things with it. That's what you said.
Thanks. You can.
My bad.
You can put it on the list.
You can even cook. Yep.
You could cook with it. Who can cook?
Nobody said nobody could cook. Don't even start. Nobody said nobody can't cook. Oh,
my goodness.
Look, you just trying to fight. We supposed to be woosah, not knuckling up.
I forgot. But see, the girls got my bell, because you know with Who That Nation whooped the Vikings. You know. Oh, okay, wait. So, I got. Don't pause me. I got.
You was real close.
I know. I got Mondays is Monsters Mondays. Tuesdays is Takeover Tuesday. Wednesday is Wet Wet Wednesday. That's my favorite night. Karma Cafe. That's my other favorite night. Friday Night Live. I like that night. Monsters Monday. Yep. Did I say that? I like that night too. So I like all the nights, and I want all you guys to come back and, you know, go live with us or chat with us or tune in and listen to us 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days on blogtalkradio.com/monsterisradio. And y'all can listen to us because, you know, we love to do this, y'all. We do, and we do it well. So hit us up anytime. And the Sodomy speak it to you. Hit me up on all the little social medias. I'm there. Peace.
Right. Well, in the last little couple seconds that we got, let's see, we got like a minute. I'll touch it up real fast. But, you know, I want to touch on what Callie girl had said about, you know, not letting people get you out of character. And, yes, Callie, you do need to work on that. I seen you snap out before where I thought you was Crippin', Bloodin', and S.A. Get it? I'm just saying. I'm like, damn, girl. But, you know, I think that's one thing we all need to do. Work on things, you know, that people can do to trigger us to get out of character. You know what I mean? That is one thing I'm going to work on. You know, just because you make me angry or something like that, I shouldn't have to, you know, go ignorant. Let's keep it 100. I should be able to act like an adult, not act like a toddler. You know what I mean? Because I can't
just
have some be wigging out, da-da-da-da-da-da. Exactly. You dig? Or yell out, woosah, in their face real loud. They're going to think you crazy, but it'll make you feel good. But I think that's one thing a lot of people need to work on. I mean, how y'all feel about it? Just real
mine
quick.
Is laughter and silence.
I just smile and keep them over.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And give that look like, you know.
I got enough assault charges.
Yeah, You need a woosah and a helper.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, she know Jesus. Yeah. She be breaking us. She be breaking us. We ain't got no more money for you. Yes.
All right, y'all, that's our show for tonight. Don't forget, tune in tomorrow where it's Friday Night Live, where we help get y'all ready for the weekend. We play some kind of more dancey cuts, a couple throwbacks, and some new music. Let's see, we try to do fashion tips. It's unbelievable. What you got that? Would you do something? Or what would you do? Or what is it?
What would you do?
Okay, we got what would you do? So definitely call in, participate in that. That can get good. We're on Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock on the east side, Midtown. We on at 7, and that's 5 on the west side. Make sure you tune in. If you're on your computer when you go to Blog Talk, make sure you push follow so you get all the updates on when the shows are loaded and what we got going on. Please like, share, and comment on our links. It looks good to our supporters, and we'll definitely appreciate it. So, on that note, I'm up out of here. I ain't got nothing else to say to y'all. You ain't got to. See, I be trying to say slick shit. It just don't work. Bye, y'all. Bye. Just bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.